Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle as the Browns make their 22 moves to get their roster from 75 down to 53. Here is what happened today. The Browns waived the following: offensive lineman Kareem Barton, quarterback Pat Devlin, running back Sean Drone, defensive back Landon Feichter, running back Tim Flanders, defensive back Kendall James, wide receiver Darius Jennings, offensive lineman Earl Ladson, wide receiver Josh Lenz, fourth round pick this year, wide receiver Vince Maley, defensive lineman Jacoby McDaniel, offensive lineman Andrew McDonald and Darian Miller, defensive back Robert Nelson Jr., offensive lineman Vincent Painter, and this year's sixth round pick linebacker Hayes Pollard III, defensive back Joe Rankin, linebacker Mike Riley, defensive back Deontay Saunders, and defensive lineman Dylan Wynn. They also terminated the contracts of quarterback Thaddeus Lewis and offensive lineman Eric Olson. So what does this mean? Terrell Pryor has made the Cleveland Browns as of today. Also, so did Billy Wynn, the lineman who is considered to be on the bubble, but clearly was one of the team's best 53 players. Strong performances. He's in a contract year, playing out the last year of his rookie deal. He is on the team. That means they've got eight defensive linemen as now. The other surprise, maybe a tight end, all four of them made it. Jim Drake, Gary Barnage, Rob Hauser, and E.J. Bibbs, the undrafted free agent out of Iowa State, who had a very strong preseason, made this football team. But are they done there? I'm not sure they are, because the team only has six offensive linemen headed into week one. I would imagine they will add another offensive lineman during the waiver period, perhaps. Teams are cutting players. The Browns need to add one. You have to go in with at least seven offensive linemen, I would think, till week one. So the roster not totally set, but the 53 set as of today. We'll have a better idea probably by Wednesday when we get to what is really the final 53 of this team. Again, the big surprise is Vince Maley, the fan favorite Josh Lenz not making it, and Hayes Pollard. I think they want to get Vince Maley, if they can, through to the practice squad. Same with Hayes Pollard. I thought he was destined for the practice squad as well. A lot of these young guys, Robert Nelson was on the practice squad last year. He could be back here. Kendall James, I thought, earned a look on the practice squad. Deontay Saunders as well, and Dylan Wynn. So a lot of these young guys could end up back here still with the Cleveland Browns, just not on the final 53. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app, because this roster is fluid right now. There could be some changes from what you see today, and we'll have the latest for you on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.